Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in. Welcome in. So glad you're here. Thank you. I did post that I would be starting late, but I don't have, like, the best ways to distribute that message. I just throw it up on social media and hope for the best, but I was at the hospital, and I didn't mention this yesterday, that the NFK has a my brother-in-law, of course, who lives with us, and EZ is the, I wear many hats. I take care of his affairs, not like liaison sexual affairs, and I'm his ambulance driver, taxi cab to get him to and from his appointments. And today was endoscopy day. And it is full of some high points. So one of them was I was in the waiting room. The NFK, in case you don't know, no filter Kevin. He has some brain damage from a frontal lobe lobotomy, not lying, that he went through to cure his epilepsy. And it causes his damaged his prefrontal cortex, which is the part of our brains that, it's your filter. So his is a little bit suspect. We didn't have a lot. I don't even know why I'm telling you that, because this isn't like one of his moments where he said or did something that I was like, oh my God. Alan says, how much arm flapping went on this morning? Well, interestingly enough, I was looking at the results of the endoscopy because the doc sends it to me right away. And before I even see him in the waiting room to go home, I know what's up, and he's got little ulcer he needs some medicine for. And he has a tendency to, whenever anybody starts a sentence, he's going to interrupt you and finish the sentence for you. And so I go, hey, I noticed that the doc said that there's a, and I got about that far. He goes, an ulcer? Yeah, I had the damn thing. And then, you know, they go ahead and they give me medicine. And then he's doing this, all this pointing, this emphatic point. Give me medicine. I got that damn ulcer because I took one too many Advil. And then boom. He always goes. And I had. All right. Flapping his arms. And I'm like, yeah. That's what I was going to bring up. We got to get some medicine. Okay. Well, you got it. Outstanding. Okay. And at one point, before I went with it, which is what you're supposed to do, I wasn't even done talking. He interrupted me, and I said, I wasn't even done telling you. How did you know? And then I realized, oh, fuck it. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even remember this conversation now. Oh. So that happened. That was one moment that happened. The other thing that happened was when we got back here, pull the truck in the garage. I get out of the truck. He gets out of the truck. He's closing his door, and then I hear a sound that sounded just like a pair of jean shorts with a belt around them falling to the ground, and like the little ringing sound as the metal belt buckle hits the concrete in the that is the garage floor. And it sounded like that because his pants fell down. How the fuck can your pants fall down? I understand, you know, some people might not really do, might skip leg day and they have a flat ass. That's a problem. But I did a quick glance and his pants are now on the ground and he doesn't wear underwear. And so then I looked up and yeah, it, you could see that enormously gray, that enormous gray bush with a button dick sticking out right there. And I'm like, what the fuck is, what is happening here? What the fuck? They actually fell down, which tells me that could happen anywhere, anytime, random moments. So I'm like, I need to tell him that he has to tighten his belt more. But then I caught myself. I go, first of all, he's not going to listen to you. Second of all, in the event that he does listen to you, you then will have wasted a great opportunity to have a moment like this happening at like a carnival with kids everywhere. Can you imagine if we're at like the Hudsonville Fair and we're at the corn dog stand and there's kids all around and all of a sudden he's naked? His pants fall to the ground. The hillbillies over here would beat his ass in the name of Charlie Kirk. They would just, Charlie says take this and this and this, you motherfucking son of a bitch. That's what they would do. So I just kept walking, you know. That's what you got to do. You got to put your head down and keep walking around this house. Cole says, are you still giving him sponge baths? No. That was only because he was recovering from a intense surgery. Alan says that would be one way to get him out of the house. Yeah, that he would be probably incarcerated somewhere if that were to happen. I mean, honestly, what type of like if that did happen in public, it sounds more logical to just say, well, he's a child rapist that wanted little kids to see his dick. That's the more logical response than, oh, his pants just fell down. It makes more sense for A than B. Like, A is more likely than B, most people would agree. Cole says, sounds like he needs to be a suspender guy. Belt isn't working. I didn't realize that a person's body could actually defeat belt. I didn't know that. I thought you just cinch it up and it works. But no. While we were there, or while he was there getting this, whatever it was, done, the endoscopy, I am in the waiting room. And, you know, mixed bag of people. Found out that the guy next to me, I actually know him. Or he said, hey, Eric's in. Yeah, hey, oh, my God, yeah. So this dude is sitting next to me, and he goes, yeah, I work at the arena. I see you there. And he goes, believe it or not, I used to work at Bosco's. I go, well, that you did? Holy. He goes, yeah, just for a minute, though. I go, oh, man. Yeah, Doug's a hothead. Holy shit. Yeah, he's intense. Prior to that, though, I did the old grandpa thing with the guy. Like, he sneezed, and this isn't the grandpa part, but I said, God bless you. He goes, thank you. and he sneezed again. So now this is where me being closer to 60 than closer to 50 kicks into high gear. You see, first one's free, next one will cost you. And that's what I said. And he looked at me like, shut the fuck up. And I got nothing on that one. So then I followed it up with, if you're like me, there'll be five more. Nothing. Short time later, I get up to go get a cup of coffee. I look at dude and I go, I'm going to get some coffee. You want anything? You know, we're both waiting. He's like, no, sir. Comes back, come back. Out of the blue, dude goes, look at this. The iPhone just updated, and look what it can do with your pictures now. And he's showing me, like, I guess it's some motion that goes into your pictures. It's whatever. Who knows? I go, oh, my God. I didn't want to be rude. But I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Oh, my God, I can't wait to do it. Cool. And he's, like, showing me all these pictures. Showed me a nice picture of a giraffe. I go, hey, how the hell did you get that close to a giraffe, buddy? Goes, ah, over at Disney. Just walk right up to him and say, hey, snap picture. So it was all good. But then this guy walks in, and he's an old-timer. He's got a cane. He's got one of those canes where it has, like, multiple feet on it on the bottom, kind of like the tripods in War of the Worlds. And he also is part of the Old Man Brotherhood. And he starts a separate old man conversation with another old man. There's an old guy there that's got a Spartan hat on. An old timer with the cane is walking up and he goes, hey, I'll trade you a blue t-shirt with a block M for that hat you're wearing. So that's code for guy with cane is Spartan fan or is a Wolverine fan. Guy in chair has got the Michigan State out of. So you see, there's got to be a little playful give and take. And he was friendly and affable. But then as he finished up that thought, and he was loud about it, but whatever. Old people, you know, I got to give him a break. Got to give us a break. Now, I'm on the early end of that demographic, but it's still, we're all in the same boat. Then he reveals that he's got a tendency or a tick, okay, where he goes, And then so he did that right after he said it, and he was still standing. He's walking towards me. He's going to sit right next to me, and he did. And he goes, oh, yeah, I'll give you a Block M t-shirt. And then it trails. I go, oh, okay, that was interesting, but no big deal. Sits down, quiet. Then he goes, like, okay, well, I gotta spring into action here. So I did what did I do next? What did I do that a great creator who's always thinking about his audience, what would I do at that point? What would you do if you were me with dozens of people hanging on your every word every single day? Nick suggests that I laughed back. No, I didn't speak. Stevie suggests, did you punch him in the mouth? No. Maureen says, ignore him. Not right. Linda. Oh, my gosh. My sister from another mother. She knows me. She knows me. She writes, recorded it. Yes, I did. And I'm going to play it for you right now. If you think I'm exaggerating, I have the proof. Now, we're going to pick it up with him a second Michigan Wolverines reference because another guy comes in and he's wearing Michigan gear. And this guy, talks to him. So you'll hear that, and then you'll hear all of this oddness that happened.
Ah, there you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
It's my own personal Tono guy. Oh. Holy shit. I got to boost that audio a little bit so that it you need to be ear raped over this one. Again, that initial blast of that's what I'm what's going on here? Is this a magical moment? It is a magical moment.
There you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
Birch Barlow writes, I was waiting for you to yell Roadhog. I don't know what that means. Alan says he never actually stopped making noise. No, it's just this has to be like some type of this guy. I mean, I love the guy, but it's got to be some type of what do I want to say? It's on the Tourette's spectrum, right? It isn't like the Tourette's spectrum, kind of like on the Asperger's spectrum, which is on the ADHD spectrum, and then that's on the OCD spectrum, and then that's on the autism spectrum, and then all of that is on the old fuck spectrum. I think that might be the handling of the spectrums there. It's all a big spectrum. It's super spectrum, kind of like when you look at the FBI office, they've got the hierarchy of the Genovese crime family, and you see all these different faces, and they branch out to the consigliere. It's like that, but it's like spectrums of shit. Man Bun Chris says this commentary is on the spectrum. He was even doing the So he was there. His wife was getting a procedure done. And so, you know, there's his wife. And I wonder if there was a point in time when she was just sitting there hanging out at home and all of a sudden, Alan says it sounds like he's raping someone. At some point, you know, the day that began, because there's no way that he gets married if he's got that type of red flag. Like, let's say Linda here, she meets Mr. Wright, and everything's going great, and all of a sudden he starts going, she's out. There's no way. And it's I kind of want to say to Pooh Bear, I go, look, if you ever come home and I'm going, just leave me. Or, you know, bury a knife in my head and that's the end of it. So you got to have the sympathy with Mrs. Haha there. I mean, she's a poor thing. And she's got a, I mean, that's a tall order. Can you imagine if he's like, hey, honey, I'm feeling amorous. And he's pumping away going, Oh, yeah, you like it, don't you? You like it. You'd murder him. You wouldn't tolerate that at all. Brandis is here. She writes, oh my God, I'm literally LOLing in my office. Stop! Becca Shea is here. She says, oh my God, I'm rolling. Tyler says he actually sounds like Linda's type too, 30 years older than her. Yeah, that might not be old enough. So I had to record that, dude. I had to. But I can't imagine being Mrs. Haha there. That's like her life now. I would demand some type of diagnosis or, you know, maybe some type of palliative care. He's probably fine, but I think it would be appropriate to put him in hospice. You know, and not the type where they are at home. Just actually put him in hot. Hey, yeah, he's circling the drain. You gotta. But he seems so jovial. No, that's not. It's not. He's like that in that Joker movie when the dude kept laughing. That's and have a card with him and pin it to his shirt. Say, my husband is laughing, but each time he's laughing, he's closer to death. Big Buddha 001, well, I don't know who that is, says, I can only imagine that at the most inappropriate times. A funeral. Oh, my God. That is Brian who said that. Thank you, Brian. I think it's Brian. You never know these days. Could be somebody else. So, my interaction was just witnessing that, and that was difficult. But I said I have to do this for the sake of the audience. One more time, just for good measure.
Ah, there you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
Big laugh. Megan writes, did the NFK see this gentleman? What was his reaction? Getting a couple references to my old show, Free Bear and Hot Wings. Bob says, dude still sounds more coherent than half the commenters in your recent Facebook post. That does not have anything to do with Free Bear and Hot Wings, but that does have something to do with what I'm about to get into. Birch Barlow says, too bad he couldn't make the call to Maitland. She is fired as he laughs. Yeah, I don't get what you mean. I mean, I understand what you're getting at, but I don't get the joke. I think you wrote it weird, but that's okay. So I kind of, it's important that I get into this because, you know, I've had conversations with people since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I mean, I was having like these off the record conversations saying like, oh my God, I can't believe that this guy said this shit. And I can't. And then I kind of paused just the other day and I was like, wait a minute. You know, I say crazy shit all the time and nobody bats an eye. So the first thing I wondered was, I wonder if a lot of the things that he's saying, he's kind of weaving into the serious talk. And you don't know what's serious and what's not serious. Now, that's called benefit of the doubt. And I might be wrong on that. I might be wrong on that. But what I did do, though, was I came across this one particular clip that made me go, wow, so what the hell is the hang up here? What is I was actually genuinely curious. What could possibly be happening that has made it so that people have been celebrating his death? I mean, there's gotta be some crazy fucking shit out there. Okay, because people have been like, I forgot who was showing it, might have been Piers Morgan was showing like a synopsis of numerous people on social media, and they're like, yeah, he's dead. Yeah. I mean, it was nonstop. And we've heard those stories. We've talked about them here on this show. And so I was like, ah, okay. So outside of just 3-second clips, I made my way to this one. And this one is from 2019. And Stu McAllister wrote when I posted it, he goes, oh yeah, that's an old clip. I go, okay. Yeah, he's totally different. I go, he is? How? But I kept trying to find the he's totally different clips, and I couldn't match it up. I wasn't successful in matching it up. And I'll get to that in a second. So someone said, ah, well, how about this one? He said, and they just wrote, they should bail out. Because it was right around when Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked. Remember that deal? Someone wrote, Charlie Kirk said, someone needs to bail out the attacker. And I went, okay. First of all, if I say crazy shit all the time. I'm not saying that he didn't mean it. He might have meant it. And I'm going to play that clip in a second. But that is tame compared to the shit I say on a regular basis on this show. Well, maybe he entirely meant it. I don't know. I want to play it. And I'll let you be the judge. Charlie Kirk once suggested that Paul Pelosi's attacker should be freed on his show in 2022. Kirk asked why the man hadn't been bailed out. And even urged a patriot to post bail for him. This post came out 3 days ago. Right-wingers have asked the left to tone down the rhetoric, but like always, the violence and irresponsible comments always come from the usual suspects. So this is a Democratic-leaning Instagram account. Okay. All right. I want it all. I want multiple angles on this. And I'm going to count on my brain, and you'll count on yours. This is that moment.
I mean, I'm looking at Politico.com. I'm looking at the New York Times. I'm looking at all these places, and there's a little bit of mention here. For example, Politico says top Republicans reject any link between GOP rhetoric and Paul Pelosi assault. Of course you should reject any link. Why is the Republican Party, why is the conservative movement to blame for gay schizophrenic nudists that are hemp jewelry makers breaking into somebody's home, or maybe not breaking into somebody's home. Why are we to blame for that exactly?
He goes with the maybe not breaking into someone's home. That was the he's referencing the trope that Paul Pelosi was like, oh, good, come on in. I want to suck your dick.
And why is he still in jail? Why has he not been bailed out? By the way, if some amazing patriot out there in San Francisco or the Bay Area wants to really be a midterm hero, someone should go and bail this guy out. I bet his bail's like $30,000 or $40,000. Bail him out and then go ask him some questions. I wonder what his bail is. They're going after him with attempted murder, political assassination, all this sort of stuff. I'm not qualifying it. I think it's awful. It's not right. I mean, I'm looking at...
Okay. He said, start asking him questions. I don't know what he means by that. I don't know what he was hoping to get answers for with that. It wasn't nearly as cut and dry as the way they made it seem, though. It's still an inflammatory thing to say, without a doubt. Provocative, to be sure. But I don't think you can take that right there and suggest anything more than what it was at its face.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A right-wing conservative talk show host planting his flag in that entire world. Not exactly anything I would do, but at the same time, he's a talk show host. He's a content creator. Of course, he's going to touch on this in the way that he can. Can I make up an excuse for him saying that? No, I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want anybody to make up an excuse for anything that I said. But this is the one that kind of got me. That's something different. This guy hates gay people. He showed up at a Kirk event, and he doesn't like the direction of conservatives. In fact, he thinks that, you know, eventually Charlie Kirk and people that he likes will be like liberals if they're not careful. And this is how... this is how Charlie Kirk responded to this guy.
Kirk, thanks for coming out tonight. I got a question for you real quick. Up until about 5 years ago when gay marriage was legalized nationwide, the conservative movement has been explicitly pro-traditional family. Now, both you and your organization advocate for the acceptance of anti-Christian, immoral lifestyles like homosexuality and transsexuality, going as far to invite drag queens like Lady MAGA to your events. It seems to me and anyone who's paying attention that conservatives just believe whatever liberals believed 5 years ago. Right now, there's a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and... oh, excuse me. Phone shut off.
Go back to your notes. That's probably where you saved it. You know, you gotta, like, push double tap and then go over.
Right now, there is a push by the left to normalize pedophilia by way of child drag queen shows and rebranding pedophiles as minor attracted persons. 5 years from now, will you be promoting child drag queen shows? Will child abuse become part of the conservative platform?
Boy, that's a slippery slope fallacy if I've ever seen one. First of all, I've never invited a drag queen to come to any Turning Point USA event. I was at Politicon, and an individual by the name of Lady MAGA came up, and I said, I took a picture, and she walked away. Secondly, let me ask you a question. Are you a Trump supporter?
Yes, sir.
So are you a proud Trump supporter?
Of course.
So are you sickened that he had a gay man speak at his convention?
Yes.
Then you're not a Trump supporter, my friend. Thank you very much. Let me ask you another question. Should he return the money of Peter Thiel, an openly gay man who supports his campaign?
No, if it helps him strategically,
okay.
Sure, he can.
Should he stop talking to Tammy Bruce, who's an open lesbian that's a Fox News contributor?
If it's affecting his ideas, then probably, yeah.
Okay, so you say you're a Trump supporter, yet you have all these issues and these disagreements with him. Let me be very clear about my position. My personal position. I'm a Christian first and foremost, then an American, then a constitutionalist, then a conservative, in that order. I believe marriage, biblically, if we want to have a biblical and theological discussion, as articulated in the greatest book ever to exist in the history of the world, the Holy Bible. Marriage in the Holy Bible is one man, one woman. I also do not believe in the sort of rhetoric that some people engage in, that all of a sudden that they say there's no place for gay people in the conservative movement. I do not believe that.
That's not conservative. And
let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question then?
Sure, go for it.
So, the American family, liberty, freedom, the Constitution, our history, veterans. That's what we're conserving. I'll get to you later, though. Don't worry. So let me ask you a question.
Okay, he's getting it from all sides here. Okay, you've got a crowd there that's a mixed bag of people who kind of support this dude talking to Kirk, and some that support him, and some that are kind of mixed up. And there's a lot of moving parts in this exchange, and he's by himself. So this is a this is not the easiest thing to navigate, but I think he kind of does it very well.
Your way, what would you do with gay people in America?
What would I do with them? I would.
Yeah, because they're not allowed in the conservative movement. So would you just kick them out anytime they show up at a Republican party? If you were in charge, like, what would you say? You can't be part of the Republican Party.
If somebody is advocating for being openly homosexual, yeah, they should not be part of the conservative movement.
So
you hear people clapping. Not all of them. Some are like jeering the guy.
So I just want to go through the list. Guy Benson, no place in the conservative movement. Dave Rubin, no place in the conservative movement. Peter Thiel, no place in the conservative movement. So that, just to go down the list.
If they're supporting open homosexuality.
So yeah, no, I'm going to ask a very respectful question, as respectfully as I can. What does what they do in their private life concern you so much that you have to go up in front of a crowd?
And it is against God. That is
so let
why.
Me ask
Are you a
question.
Christian or not?
Do we live in a theocracy, yes or no? No, that's a. Do we live in a theocracy?
You said you're a Christian. You
I am a Christian. And do you know what? And guess what? I will say this. Part of being a Christian is appropriately interpreting what the theological says for the individual, but also means to be long-suffering and patient and loving and kind. Jesus Christ talked to all people. Jesus Christ went and did his ministry through Judea and Samaria, and he had dinner with tax collectors, and he had dinner with prostitutes, and he did his ministry in every part of the Mediterranean. What it means to be a Christian, my friend, is to be open-minded but firm in your beliefs so you can have that belief. But if you say there's something inherently wrong with communicating or associating just because they make different personal decisions than you, then you, sir, are not a conservative. Thanks for being here tonight.
Hey, Mr.
He killed that guy. Oh, okay. What I want to know is what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? Tell me the problem. Tell me why I should hate this man. In the face of adversity and everybody attacking him, He crushed it. You can't. That's not fake. You can't just fucking make that shit up and say it and not actually believe it. It just fucking rolled off of the tongue. It was awesome. And he put that fucking guy in his place. Shit, was that impressive. Brandis is here. She writes, this is great and all. He did handle this well. She adds, he speaks out of both sides of his face. And I've heard that. I gotta see it. I haven't. I've been looking for it. Trust me. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you if I'd come up with it. So when you tell me that, you gotta point me in the direction so that I can consume that. All I'm asking for is something that I can use to measure one against the other, and I'll make the decision myself. But the more I look, I keep finding examples of this guy being steadfast in what he believes in, which I don't believe in any of the shit that guy says. And he's respectful and polite, forthright, honest. He didn't demean anyone in that clip. He let the man speak. Holy shit. Who did we just kill? Or who did that guy just kill? It makes you wonder what the fuck is going on here. Now, here I am. I'm the guy that kind of floats around and, boy, I think I'm going to vote this way and I believe in this and I believe in that. What I believed 10 years ago, I don't believe now. And I am I'm like a lava lamp with what's inside, going up and down and moving based on the things surrounding the lava. That's me. All we've done is I've seen these types of clips. Now he's dead. And people have been cheering on his death. And I keep trying to find things that illustrate, boy, why did they feel that way? There's got to be proof of this man being an evil, because that's the words that I keep hearing used. Evil, violent, racist, fascist. Those are tough words to be referred to as. So I'm looking for something that can pass the sniff test. I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've known of this guy for a week. The first time I heard of Charlie Kirk, and I had forgotten that I had heard of Charlie Kirk, was on Who Are These Broadcasters? And it was him making that clip, which I even played the other day, of him saying, Taylor, you must submit to your husband. Now, what I want to do is, I'm most interested in clips of Charlie Kirk when he's speaking to someone. When he's on the show, doing his show, to me, that's less forthright than when he's actually having a debate with someone. That's where I think the rubber meets the road. I think you've got a little bit more entertainment going on as a content creator when he's saying those comments, which that's a fucked up thing to say, no doubt about it. And so if I'm there and Charlie Kirk says that, I'd say, well, that's a ridiculous thing to say. And he'll say, well, the Bible says it. And I'll say, well, the Bible's wrong. That's the conversation we'd have. Ben Glay says, I saw the video where he said he would not refer to transgender people as the pronouns they want. That part's not cool. Yeah, I wouldn't like that either. Again, I need to see the whole clip. The beginning, I can't put words into his mouth. I could only speculate that he, being that he's Bible Way or the Highway. You know, this is a guy who, from what I think is, you know, Adam and Eve, the population of humanity is 3,000 years old. Dinosaurs are made by the devil. Again, I'm putting words in his mouth. I have been slowly consuming material about this guy to get an idea of what he's all about, but it's all, it's everywhere, and there's a lot. So when I stumble upon a clip, I'm like, all right, this is going to be the one. This is going to be the one where he fucks up. This guy's going to fuck up, and I'm gonna be like everybody else, and I'm going to say nasty shit about him. That's what I'm going to do. And then I'm like, oh, fuck, he didn't say anything bad there. Tophis is here. He writes, wow, concerning that clip that I played. Wow, I'm genuinely surprised. Cole says, if you actually watched his videos, you realize he doesn't hate anyone. Just like Zane is realizing. Tophis says, yeah, you're right. I'm absolutely floored right now. There was one conversation I had with someone, and I wish I had it in front of me, and I don't want to look for it right now. Someone said, he doesn't argue in good faith. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, he never gets convinced. He never admits, hey, I was wrong. And I don't know if that's true. I'm just going by what somebody told me. But even if he did, so what? Who gives a shit if he doesn't believe what you believe? That doesn't make him evil. If I'm doing content like he is, and he's having dialogue with people, and that's the bit, prove me wrong. Like, if I was doing it's a great bit. If I was doing prove me wrong, I'm not going to let anybody prove me wrong. Because if I don't let them prove me wrong, they're going to keep trying to prove me wrong. So that's what he did for a living. And it just so happened to be, it was very heady topics, religion, gender, politics, blah, blah, blah. That's the audience. I don't think that those people that were asking him questions, I don't think they left feeling, oh, fuck, he didn't even give me a fair shake. He didn't let me try. No, you got your shot, your shot. Yoda World says he engages in no true Scotsman a lot and other fallacies, but so does the average person. I'm not sure what that is, so I can't speak to that. A2 Fortin says he was a strong debater, mass debater. That's like the South Park bit. You're right. Handled many things well and was well-spoken. Said lots of things that brought many emotions. Any strong view will have an equal or opposite view, right? Should have been able to speak. Shouldn't have been murdered, of course. Brandon says, just because he wouldn't allow people to prove him wrong doesn't mean he is right, and his opinions also don't constitute his execution. We agree. We absolutely agree. What I'm learning is this is not the man that people made him out to be. Until proven otherwise, I am now thinking, I'm thinking that way because I just keep looking and finding examples that show the opposite. Oh, this one's going to be it. So why the fuck did everybody waste all that energy hating on this fucking guy? God damn it. This one, I don't know who Chad Prather is, but I think he's somebody. I think he's a pretty popular content creator. And Chad was watching, this is a reaction, one of those reaction videos. He's watching this dialogue between Kirk and a gay kid. Let's check it out.
a conservative, and I just want to ask you, what do you have to say for people like me who kind of feel like, I guess, it's kind of hard for gay conservatives?
Hang on, it's too loud. It's going to blow your brains out. Easy ear rape.
Just because there's not a lot of us, so like, what do you have to say to other gay people who need to realize, like, they do have a choice?
Yeah, first of all, welcome to the conservative movement. I don't think you should introduce yourself just based on your sexual attraction.
No, I agree. I like,
because that's not who you are.
I like to be thought of as a person, and
for sure, you are a complete human being, and I'm sure you treat people well, and you're studying something. So I want to get away with this idea that you're gay anything. I just think that we have gone a long way in the negative direction in this country, where we act as if the most important part of your identity is what you do in the bedroom. It doesn't mean that much to me, but if you ask from a perspective as a Christian, I don't agree with that lifestyle, but politics is about addition and multiplication. I imagine you agree with a lot of what we talk about.
Absolutely.
Right? Strong borders, strong country, and for that, we welcome you into the conservative movement.
Thank you.
So there's Charlie Kirk, a guy who called him a whole human being. He wasn't interested in his sexuality or anything else. The bottom line is Charlie Kirk was gracious to everybody. And if you take anything else away from that, then the fault's on you.
I'm a gay.
Yeah, that guy's wearing he looks handsome and he's got a goddamn cowboy hat. So that means something to me. Ben says, I just emailed you a video of his stance on transgender people and pronouns. Thank you. I will get to that. He's against preferred pronouns and thinks they all have mental problems. All right. Let me get to that. Thank you, Ben Glaze. You're a good man. It's like you're a producer of the show. You know how the ease at which I just pulled this up and Ben just sent it to me? That's why I sometimes say, and I know this is digressing, it's never been easier to do a morning radio show, because I'm sitting here by myself and with a snap of a finger, Ben has taken, hey, did you see this? Got it to me. And now we're watching and listening to it.
Uses pronouns that weren't the pronouns assigned to their gender at birth. Do you personally use them?
No.
Can I ask why?
Well, I refuse to lie.
Okay, so do you care about, like, community, humanity, being kind to just the average stranger off the street?
So being kind means not lying. You should tell everybody the truth, especially those in crisis that are lying to themselves.
Yeah, but the average person, like an adult, who has made their decision to transition, and they say that personally it makes them feel better to be called she, and you don't feel that the small effort it would take you to call them she, the small kindness it would take you, would be worth it, because that comment is going to stick with them for years.
So yeah, I think you're making the point I want to make. If it's going to stick with them for years if I don't use the right pronoun, they have serious mental problems and they
yes,
need a
that's
counselor.
That's exactly it. They do have counseling.
Oh, they have mental problems. I agree.
Yes,
so
I
then
do
this is
that.
The question. Should we accommodate our language to make life more comfortable for people that are suffering under mental diseases?
Okay, so she agrees with the mental part. So now that's where they agree. And his point is that should we try to accommodate people with mental diseases? That's what he's saying. And she kind of walked right into it. Do I agree with him? No.
Yes, absolutely. I think we need to do the most that we can to accommodate the people
okay,
who have
great.
Mental struggle.
So,
do you feel that it's such a bother out of your day just to give you kindness?
My argument is not the bother. My argument is the lie. And I won't lie no matter how big or how small.
If someone uses pronouns...
Okay, so that's a debate. And it could go longer. And I wish it could. I want to see more. I want to hear more. Because not everybody who is a transgender person is suffering from debilitating mental illness. He's 100% wrong. And I'm basing this on my own research from talking to my son-in-law. And I wish that someone who had that knowledge would have been able to share that with him to see what he'd say. We won't get that chance because everybody lost their shit and murdered, and one person lost his shit and murdered the guy. It depends on who you talk to, because there are some people saying, oh, it was a group of people and all this nonsense. It's like, we don't know anything. I'm like Bill Maher. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know, Ben. We don't know, Ben Shapiro. Brandis says he was a gross person. In my opinion, there are plenty of gross videos out there, but there are much worse, and he didn't deserve what happened at all. Well, like the one we just watched, would you consider that opinion of his gross? Is that what you're talking about as gross? In my opinion, based on what I've seen, he's open to that debate. I don't know. I'd love to see him actually talking to a transgender person. What I learned with my son-in-law was like, yeah, I just always felt like a boy. I was what was termed as a tomboy. I kept my hair short. I dressed like a dude. I like working on cars. I'm attracted to chicks. I'm all boy. And the fact of the matter is, it doesn't have to do with mental illness. You're born that way. Wasn't that song by Lady Gaga? I almost called her Gady Lala. Kevin is here in Northern Ontario on the Native Canadian Reservation. Where have you been? That's true. Kevin, where? What is the name of the place you live? It's called like Moose Medicine Knuckle or something like that. Knuckle Moose. One of those Canadian towns that's like Medicine Hat. Moose Jaw Island. Kevin writes, watch out. Watch out what? What are you talking about? Ben Glaze says, sounds like he's got a good head on gay people for the most part, but with transgender people, he is wrong. Well, he might be partly right to some transgender people, but to lump them all in the same way is ridiculous. But again, not the end all be all. I still don't think that's warranted enough to drop that type of attack against him. I mean, even just a figurative attack. That's not enough to hate anybody. Tofa says it's an opinion that's shared through most evangelicals. Just because he doesn't agree with it doesn't mean that person has mental health issues. Correct. Brandis says, gross in my opinion. He has spoke to trans people. However, they weren't well spoken, so it didn't go well. Yeah, and you're also dealing with, at that point, there is some show business in it, and that's a little weird, I think, because I think first and foremost, he wants to win those debates. He wants to come out on top. And maybe that's a problem, that not willing to yield in any way. I think, and that makes him as popular as he was with as many people as he was. I think that has a lot to do with it. Tofus says, it sounded like he lumped all trans people into having mental health issues. Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely did. And it's just too bad that she didn't call him out on it. Because he doesn't know. He doesn't come, other than just biblical and whatever he hears from whoever, he has to talk to a professional. Is this something that is a mental illness? We won't know. Okay. Let's see. What else did I want to share? Charlie hated lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer people. This is how that went.
I do not have hate for a group. I do not have hate for a people. I
so
hate
just
for-
so I can get it on my camera. So Instagram.
Don't worry, we got plenty of cameras, but yeah.
But yes, so you do not hate the LGBT community. Well, no, and Turning Point is not against LGBT.
No, how could I hate that which I have a heart for?
Thank you.
And I might not agree at that for some of the lifestyle choices that some people make, but of course not. And if someone said, Charlie, what's your view on marriage? I say, I believe marriage is between one man and one woman. But if you ask me, what do I have hate in my heart for somebody that doesn't choose the lifestyle that I believe that God laid out in the scriptures? Of course not.
And now I'm not.
This is Charlie supported violence against others. He's doing one of these discussions, and this chick doesn't like his hat. He's wearing a hat. It says ICE.
What is that sample? Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. Hey, don't touch her.
She took his hat. They go to get the hat, and he goes, hey, don't touch her.
Gotta let her have her emotions, man. Just listen.
Have a nice day. Let's have a conversation.
She was wrong for that.
No, 100%, guys. I'm not gonna press. Thank you. See, I'm not gonna. No, that's
not. I'd have given her an elbow or some shit.
Hey, put it on mine. We gotta go shortly.
I got a question.
Sure. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
I don't think I told you. My name's Mercury.
Nice to meet you. Well, nice to re-meet you.
Okay, so he's already better than me. If somebody says, I got a question, my name is Mercury, I'm going to go, fuck you!
What do you hope to get out of this? Why are you here?
Okay, I've been asked that question a lot. First of all, that question should not even have to be asked, but when people stop talking, really bad stuff starts. When marriages stop talking, divorce happens. When church starts happening, they fall apart. When civilization stops talking, civil war ensues. When you stop having a human connection with someone you disagree with, it becomes a lot easier to want to commit violence against that group. Whether it be the great genocide, the horrible genocide of the last 100 years, people stop talking with each other because they lose their humanity. I wish we could be here without having my hat thrown off and stuff, but what we as a culture have to get back to is being able to have reasonable disagreement where violence is not an option.
Your father peddles lies.
This one says Charlie was a racist, so this guy, who looks like young Patrick Mahomes, is talking.
Not a white supremacist. Honestly, shame on him for some.
Hold on a second. Let me turn the volume up. Young Patrick Mahomes' father said that Charlie Kirk was a racist.
One that runs an organization called Blexit. Do you even know what Blexit is?
I do not.
It's literally, we employ 40 black Americans that work in Atlanta, Chicago, and Philadelphia trying to improve the well-being of inner city black America. What has your father ever done for inner city black America other than call me a white supremacist? And by the way, secondly, it's just so ridiculous. It's like, it's
black
somehow
people for your companies or whatever you do does not make you a white supremacist.
What is a white supremacist?
A white supremacist is somebody who takes advantage and believes that they are higher than everybody else.
Do I believe that?
I have no idea.
Okay, exactly. And so there's no evidence whatsoever, and yet people go around sloppily saying, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist. It is so destructive to our dialogue. It's destructive to us coming together as a country, and there's nothing to support it whatsoever. So thank you for your time, and shame on your father for peddling that crap.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.